Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 guess who's back on the air? Somebody give me some music. Drum beat there. This is Teresa Banks, and you are listening to LSEC Radio. And honey, it is good to be back on the air. I look back, I could not believe it's actually been a few months since the last time I was able to do a broadcast. So needless to say, it feels good to be back. And as you see, I started out today's program with a different tune as opposed to the tune that I normally use. I figured I might be wearing them out. Even though I like this tune, maybe the listeners are tired of hearing it. So I switched up the tune today, and I hope you like that different musical note with a little drum beat to it. Well, life has slowed down just a little bit. I'm not finding myself tied up in so many different organizations, and my fifth book is coming to a close where it's almost ready to print, and I'll talk about it towards the end of the show. So that means I can now be back on the air more often. And today I'm talking about Chicagoland tornadoes. Now, as some of you may know, I believe it was about a week ago, 11-10, I think was the exact date, or it might have been the 11th, and we had tornadoes go through our area. It was this past weekend, and it was quite a shocker because for the Chicagoland area, I mean, we have had tornadoes come through before, but usually there are specific areas that they tend to hit when they have their various types of frequencies. Like we have an area in the Chicagoland sections of town called Plainfield, and a lot of times the tornadoes will hit that area. It's a more flat land, and you usually hear of a lot of different tornadoes passing by. Well, this time, the tornadoes were close to my area. And you know how things go. You know how when things, whether it be a health issue or some problem that's going on in your life, there's something that kind of happens when it hits close to home. And so these tornadoes now, for the second time around, have hit close to home. Now, a couple of years ago, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, the tornado struck an area called Richton Park, Illinois. It's probably about 15 minutes from my home, and they weren't extremely violent tornadoes in the sense that there was some damage to some of the properties in the area, like some of the roofs were blown off or the shingles or the siding. But people were able to recover pretty quick, as I noticed over the following weeks and a couple of months later. And so the Richton Park area during that time was not too damaged. But then recently, the area that was struck is a section of town called Frankfort, Illinois, that was close to me. And I'll talk in a few minutes about a harder hit area and the Chicagoland space. But close to me was a section of town called Frankfort, and I want to say it's about 20 to 30 minutes from where I am, miles-wise, probably about 12 miles away. But at the time, I was in church, so I was closer. I was probably about 6 miles away when these tornadoes were coming through. Now, I have to tell you that prior to the tornadoes coming through, I had not seen the news. Now, if you know something about me, you know that when I watch television, I love a lot of court TV, and I love some of these crazy reality type shows, but I had not seen the news in a couple of days. And so this whole tornado situation truly took me by surprise. And so here I am last week, Sunday, and I'm sitting in church. And I first went into the church. I had to arrive in the morning for a new members class that I have been engaged in for a little bit over 20 weeks now. And so I'm sitting in class, and first of all, on the way into the church, the temperature was pretty decent. It was probably in the 40s. And I have on my little short wool coat, no gloves on, my little duffel bag, blue duffel bag over my shoulder. And I go into class, and things are calm, no issues. And then after that, I go into the church service, and probably about an hour and a half into the church service, we start hearing sirens. Now, I am up in the balcony of the church at this time, and I'm sure the men around me were actually thinking, I wish I wasn't here, because they were probably thinking that the Bears game was on and they wanted to hurry and get home for the Bears game. As it turns out, the Bears game was delayed by a couple of hours due to these tornadoes and the fans being at the stadium having to take shelter. So here I am. I am at the church, upper balcony, and we hear these sirens, and you can hear the sounds of pounding, I assume hail, very, very, very heavy rain. The pastor is, you know, up there. He's behind his little, what do you call that area with the podium? You know, he's behind the podium giving his outstanding sermon of the day. And first he doesn't say anything in regards to what we're hearing, you know. And so those of us in the balcony, we're, you know, we're trying to clap and hold up our holy arms to the Lord and talk with God and get all into the service and sing along. But simultaneously, we have this pounding sound above our head. And of course, you don't want to break protocol if for no other reason but you're thinking you're in the house of the Lord. What better place to be? And who are you to doubt that God would not take care of you while you're there, right? And so at first, you know, it was as if nothing was really happening. It felt as if, you know, the pastor and his folks were all ignoring it. Nobody was coming up there or anything. And I'm thinking somewhere in the corner of my mind, you know, maybe I should go downstairs because this upper level has these glass skylights. And, you know, if this pounding gets a little bit too heavy with the rain or the hail, maybe the glass could start breaking. You know how stuff just starts traveling through your mind. So we're up there, and then finally, the pastor pauses the service and tells people that the sirens we're hearing is an indication from a warning that they have all received that the tornado path is coming in our direction, and that the children that were in the other building, we were all in the main cathedral, and the children were in the older church next door called the Genesis building. He said, all of your children have been brought from the Genesis building to the main building, and they are all safe. And then he continued the service. And so I'm thinking either this is a true man of God, or there's a level of insanity going on here where perhaps we should stop the service altogether and take shelter, right? But our pastor does not do that. And as a two-second side note, we're trying to raise $700,000 at our church for a building fund type venture. And so, you know, part of me was kind of thinking, you know, is he continuing this through the end, you know, but you know, the funds had already been collected. So I erased that from my mind, and I said, okay, well, that can't be it. He's not doing it for that reason. He truly wants to save souls. You know, that's what I'm thinking in the end. And so later, you know, after he finishes his preaching and he makes the altar call, altar, that's the word I was looking for earlier with the next to the podium, the altar. So he makes his altar call, and, you know, a few people come down and they join church. And then he gets back on the mic, the pastor that is, and he says, we don't want anyone to leave. It's extremely dangerous out there, and we have just received word that a second round of tornadoes are on their way in this direction. And so we're all just, you know, sitting there, and then, you know, once the pastor's done and he's off the mic, they have the choir sing another number of songs, and so we're just there singing, praising God, and just waiting for this time period to pass so that we can be on our way. Well, finally, we were able to leave, and we exited, and when we went out, it was extremely cloudy. A few dark, black, grayish clouds were in the sky. The temperature felt as if it had dropped about 20 or 30 degrees. I mean, it had turned chilly. My bones and teeth were chattering and shaking on the way to the car, but thank God I made it to the car, and I decided, well, let me go straight home and make sure that all is well at the house. My mother-in-law was there, and so I drove home, and I saw at the end of my block is a church, and so I saw that the church was still intact, and I made the turn of the corner. I saw the little grammar school up the street was still okay. All of the houses looked fine, and so I drove up my driveway, and the only thing that I saw were a couple of broken branches, and I stopped in that instant, and I was so grateful. I looked in the back of the house. I didn't see any damage, any issues whatsoever, and I have a willow tree in the backyard and two pretty tall trees in the front, and thank goodness everything was okay. Now, common sense, let me say that one more time, common sense should have said, honey, stay home, hunker down in case there are other issues, but no, not me. I was like, let me go out and get some groceries, you know, because I'm thinking a lot of people are probably not going to be outside. It's still windy, it's cold, and this whole tornado thing has happened, so now would be a time to go get some groceries. So I go to the neighborhood grocery store, Jewel Food Store, is probably about 10 or 15 minutes from home. The wind now has picked up, and the radio is broadcasting that people should stay in their homes because, like my pastor had said, there's another round of tornadoes on the way. But no, not me. You know, I drive to the store, get out the car, I'm almost blown over, go in the store, and the store I lost power, and so I could not get fruits, I couldn't get vegetables, I couldn't get meat for the family. I don't eat meat, I'm a vegetarian, but I could not get my fish. I still eat fish. Couldn't get all of that, all of the meats they were pulling from the shelves, including the fish. And the vegetables and the fruits, they actually had this long black tarp over it because, again, they had lost power earlier and they didn't want anyone to shop and get those items due to them more than likely being spoiled. And so I leave out the store, and I'm walking back to my car, and again, I am almost blown down. I mean, I actually miss a step as I'm walking because the wind is that strong. And then common sense kicks in, and I'm thinking, you know what, this is just not about trying to defy the odds and be out here in all of this wind in this horrific situation of weather. But something blowing in the wind could get me, you know, could cut me, could hurt me, could fall on my head, whatever. So finally I get in my car and I decide, okay, now would be a good time to go back home. And maybe I was silly for being out here as long as I was. So I make it back home. And once I arrive home, that's when I learn that I can't see my whole Bears game. I had taped it while I was away, and due to 2 hours of it being delayed because of the tornadoes. I missed the game on that particular day. And then later that night, I heard the dreadful news of all of the different parts of the suburbs of Illinois that had been hit, where the tornado had touched fully down. And that's where I learned, as our pastor had told us earlier, that about 6 miles from the church in the area of Frankfort, Illinois, a tornado had touched down. My understanding is they did not experience an entire huge amount of damage there. But there was an area called Washington, Illinois, that a lot of Chicagoans had not even heard of until this tornado hit, that had a lot of homes. I believe all of the homes in that area were completely leveled. And so you're watching their situation on the news, and I'm thinking to myself, my God, I cannot imagine, had I turned the corner when I was making my way toward my house, I can't imagine. It's hard to imagine that church I mentioned earlier is not there, that grammar school that I mentioned was not there. My house is not there. My neighbors' homes are not there, and it's just a pile of rubble. It's hard to imagine that, right? And so I'm watching all of this on the news, and as the days unfold, we're learning people that had been killed during the tornado, those that were in the hospital that had been hurt, and we're learning about homes and the dangerous settings and situations, people that had the nerve to tape the tornadoes and the dangers they had placed themselves in, and we're learning about cars and parts of homes wrapped around trees. And I'd also heard of this situation of this little girl. The little girl had went with her family back to her home, and they were digging for an item specific for her. And what they were looking for was this trophy. And the little girl said this trophy was important to her because it was the very first trophy that she had ever received in her life. And fortunately, they were able to track down, amongst all that rubble, this little girl's trophy. And so as I get ready to bring tonight's program to a close, and I know that we are just 3 days away from Thanksgiving, I want to say to those of you that wish you had a little bit bigger car, or a nicer home, or more clothes in the closet, or another pair of shoes, or a fatter bank account, or a weave in your hair, be able to go to the nail salon more often, or a special type of suit. I want to share with all of you how blessed you really are this Thanksgiving. I've typed to people over the past few days on Facebook that are battling serious illnesses, some of them terminally ill, some of them battling cancer, some of them having fluid removed from their lungs or underneath their lungs or in the cavity area, some that are dealing with chemo, some that are going through dialysis, some that have had children die, cousins die. And so this Thanksgiving, as you take an assessment of your life and your situation and how things are really going, really say to yourself, you know what, self? Maybe things aren't as bad as I thought. Maybe I'm better off than I believed I was. And this time, this Thanksgiving, just be grateful. Now, before I tell you about my fifth book and end this program for today, I just want to pause a moment and pray for the city of Washington, Illinois, and other cities in Illinois that may have been struck by the tornado. And the prayer I want to offer up today is that Heavenly Father, please watch over the families, the mothers, the fathers, the children, the grandparents, those that are not parents. Watch over those that came to the rescue to help all of them out. Give those families strength, and in the midst of all of this trauma, give them peace of mind. Give them hope that somehow through it all, they can not only start over, but you are still with them. That this land and this world belongs to you, and that in your word you say it. That you may not address all of our wants, but you will certainly take care of all of our needs. So, God, tonight I just say this prayer humbly and sincerely. I just ask that you please give them strength and courage to make it, direct their paths so that they will be able to get to the next point in their lives that they need to get to. Now, with that said, what I want to do as I wrap up tonight, I want to just kick around the next project that I'm currently working on, and it's book number 5. As you know, I have 4 works that have been put out there already. The first one, Woman of Integrity. After that, Becoming a Published Author. Following was Barrenhood. And then the last work, Surviving a Layoff. And then the current work that I'm doing has to deal with miraculous situations. And in that work, I will be covering a number of different things. What I'm going to do in covering that work, I know some people believe that some miracles are actually coincidences, and other people think that, no, there are really miracles that are out there because miracles have to deal with God, that they are God-directed. And so when you think about it, at least in my opinion, I would say, yeah, there may be some coincidences that exist, but, you know, with those kind of coincidences, you can typically predict them. But when you know that God has stepped in, showed up and showed out, that it was truly God who has done that. And so as I put together that 5th work and look to release it in 2014, I hope that you will be on the lookout for it and will definitely pick up a copy of it. And then what I'm also looking to do in 2014 is to have some additional courses that come out. Those of you in the Chicagoland area or that are on my email list in general know that there are some courses that I do at South Suburban College a number of times throughout the year. And the topic matters include Becoming a Published Author and Surviving a Layoff. And in 2014, I intend on continuing those classes. And what I'm looking to do is to extend those out so that they are next, not just in the classrooms actually anymore. I think I may just drop the classroom situation altogether, but actually bring those online. Because I've had a number of you drop me emails saying, oh, I want to learn, how do I become published, what do I have to do, or I'm in this layoff situation, I'm not sure of how to handle things or just what to do. And so I will be looking to help you out and to assist you and guide you on just what to do. So with that said, my friends, I want to tell you it has truly been a pleasure to be back on the air. Tonight I'm actually going to set up a number of different programs that I plan on doing over the next couple of days and weeks and months. Just a reminder, if you have a business or a product or a service and you are interested in being a guest on the show, just drop me an email and we will work out the details. I have a number of people lined up that I'm looking to have on the show to talk about what they do, and I think they will truly be people of interest. So as I take off now, I want to just remind you that all 4 copies of my books are available online at Amazon.com. And those titles, again, are Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. So definitely go to Amazon.com and pick up your copies today. And then be on the lookout for my email in regards to the classes coming up on Becoming a Published Author and Surviving a Layoff. And then if you've been tracking me on Facebook, then you know that I have also been the creator of some jewelry. And I just did a show this past weekend on November 23rd and 24th. And I had a complete ball, was able to have not only my four books there, but the earrings that I make and the necklaces and the jewelry sets and the bracelets. So it was truly a pleasure to have that out there. And if you were at that particular event, which was held at the Carl Sandburg High School, it was good to meet you. It was truly a pleasure. So, my friends, it is time for me to take off, but I hope that you are winding down this new year in a blessed way. You can reach me by email at mailtobanks@AOL.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. And I have to play this little sound for you. Listen up. Let me know if you know what this is. Listen. What it is. Okay, that little sound effect is my walking in the snow sound effect, and we probably have maybe 1/4 of an inch. I mean, we have just a dusting of snow that has dropped in the Chicagoland area right now. Not enough yet to shovel. I always look forward to shoveling every year because it kind of serves as my wintry exercise. So no heavy snow yet. I don't even have to pull out any boots, but I just wanted to play that little sound effect for you. Okay, I have talked long enough. I am just so excited to be back on the air. I don't want to leave, but it is time to leave. Look for the episodes I'm going to have lined up within the hour. I will be posting them out there. With that said, I hope you have a happy, safe, and blessed Thanksgiving and that you are looking forward to a great Christmas season and a great New Year. Don't do anything crazy on New Year's Eve. Take good care of yourselves, everyone. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll drop me an email to say hello. All right, somebody, on the count of three, cue the music. 1, 2, 3.